Welcome to the Gap Year Podcast, where we explore the who, what, where, when, and why of gap years. It's real people sharing their stories, ideas, and experts diving deep into how you can make the right decisions in order to have a meaningful gap year. This is the place to be no matter where you are on your gap year journey. I'm Michelle Dittmer, your resident gap year expert. Let's jump right in. Hi there, and welcome to the very first episode of the Gap Year Podcast. My name's Michelle Dittmer, and I'm your host, and I am so excited to be able to launch this podcast with you today. I'm also a little bit nervous, so I wanted to start off this podcast by giving you an idea of what you can expect to find in the following episodes. So if you're like me and a binge listener, I always start at the top and work my way through. I wanted to set some expectations so you know what you can find in the episodes to come. I also wanted to give you a little bit of background about why this podcast came to be and why I am so incredibly passionate about the topic of gap years. So first of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I can't wait for you to tap into the incredible stories and resources that exist in the conversations I've already had and the conversations that I'm going to have. It will help you in unbelievable ways on your gap journey, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, whether you are at the stage of considering a gap year, whether you're planning your gap year, or whether you're looking back nostalgically at a gap year that you took in the past, no matter where you are on that journey, or even if you are somebody who is supporting someone considering a gap year, this is a great resource for you. And I feel incredibly lucky to be able to share these stories with you because I talk about gap years all day long, every day, and I wish I had the opportunity to record the conversations I have, and this is an opportunity to do just that and to share some of the incredible stories I hear on a daily basis with all of you. So I want to just put on the topic that or out on the docket that this content is for everyone. So whether you're parents or educators, students, alumni, alum, or you just like to hear some good stories, this is a great place for you to tune in. Each episode is going to take such a different angle about exploring the gap year pathway. So if you do stumble across an episode that really resonates with you, please share it with your networks. There are so many people out there that don't know about the gap year pathway or don't know about this podcast. So definitely get out there and share the ones that really resonate with you or make you think or make you consider something in a different way. Our goal is to tell those stories. So please share widely. And the flip side is also true. If you stumble across an episode that really doesn't float your boat or your views might differ from the person who's being interviewed or the content that we're delivering, feel free to skip it and move on to the next one. Not every interviewee has the same version of the story. So if there's something that isn't quite your cup of tea, please just move on and try another episode as each and every one takes a different tone and a different approach and has a different story to tell. I also wanted to talk a little bit about what this podcast is not all about. It's not about bashing higher education. I am such a strong believer that no education is a waste. And although in some conversations we may speak about delaying post-secondary opportunities, or we may be talking about some of the challenges that post-secondary institutions pose, we strongly believe in what we've seen in 10 years of working with students who take gap years is that post-secondary still makes sense after their gap year. And the stats are supporting this. People are returning back to higher education after their gap year. And when they return, they are achieving higher GPAs than their non-gapping peers. They're finishing in fewer years. They are more likely to get a job after they graduate. So the gap year is not instead of higher education, it's a stepping stone or a detour on the way to getting into post-secondary and to completing that higher education for those who are ready for higher education. So this is not about bashing higher education. This is about what to do when you need a little more time or you want a little more time before stepping into whatever the next step of your or the next phase of your life is. What it is it's stories from gappers, from gap year alum, from parents or industry experts. And they're all reaching out to change the conversation around gap years and to tell stories. But not only just the stories, but to provide some concrete ideas and resources that will help you on your journey. So not only are these stories uplifting, some of them are very heartfelt. Some of them are will bring a tear to your eye. Some of them will inspire you, but it's really to give you some very concrete tips on your gap year journey and to let you know that there are lots of people out there who have been on this journey and who say it was the best decision that they ever made. And the growth that they had over the course of their gap year is just second to none. So definitely, definitely, definitely stay tuned. So I'm going to be your host and your gap year navigator. I have been working to support families on their gap year journey for over a decade now. It might be surprising I'm this young, but no, I've been doing it for over 10 years. And I am so energized by the conversations that I have and the transformations that happen with young people. It started out as a journey when I was a high school teacher and I was working in the classroom, and what I saw in the students was a severe need to slow down. We've created this pressure cooker of an environment in high school where students are pressured to achieve, they are measured on their success, they must go fast, they must go hard, they must be the top. And that's not necessarily the healthiest environment, nor is it a reflection of the way that the world really works. So I saw this as an opportunity to step away from the classroom because I felt that what I was able to teach in the classroom was bound by the curriculum and by the mandate of the way that the education system was working. And I needed an opportunity for students to gain a little bit of perspective and for families to slow down and really experience things on a different level. So I left the classroom and I worked in a variety of fields. I worked in outdoor education. I worked in educational technology, in service learning, in educational travel, youth policy, youth leadership development. And what the obvious common themes was that it was all around education and it was all dealing with young people. So when I look at what made me a happy and successful adult, I realized it was really the experiences that I had in my life and not necessarily the textbooks. So whether that was working or traveling or taking, participating in conferences, those were the things that really shaped me who I am today. And education was a huge part of that, but it's not necessarily the pieces that stuck with me the longest. And as we start to squeeze out some of the other pieces of life by prioritizing academics, I want to make sure that there's space for young people to still have those experiences in their life. So I started to research what else was out there. What way could I impact the work that is being done for young people as they transition from being a youth to a young adult? And I really saw that there was an opportunity to bring to Canada the model of using a gap year. So traditionally in Europe and in Australia, where it's a lot more common, young people will take a gap year either after high school before heading into post-secondary or after graduating university. And it's commonplace. That's just part of the culture there. and looking at why that maybe doesn't exist here, I thought this was an opportunity to make some space for this conversation. I thought it was a really interesting opportunity to work with young people as they're making this transition to adulthood, because it's such a pivotal time in who we become as people. We start to really define who we are beyond the walls of a classroom or beyond what our social circle has pigeonholed us into as a high school student, and really just getting out there and figuring out who they are, learning to understand what their values are and how are they going to live by their values, and for the first time really fully owning and stepping into the driver's seat of their own lives. I think that's such an exciting part of life and such an incredible opportunity to be influential in that time of life through having really meaningful experiences. But at the same time, this time of life is incredibly confusing. There's lots of decisions to be made. People start heading in all different directions, and it really calls into question your values and who you want to be professionally and personally. And I think it really shapes who you're going to be for the rest of your life and who you're going to have relationships and what your hopes are for yourself and for the world. And so although there does feel like a lot of pressure at this time, that all done in play and exploration and taking some time to make space for becoming who you want to be rather than just moving along for the sake of moving along and pushing through through that transition in order to come out the other end and get a job and to move into what quote unquote real adulthood is all about. This is a really opportune time for gap years to have a resurgence, because there are tons of messages bombarding us about the mental health crisis for young people, climate crisis and the climate action that needs to take place, uncertainty in our economy and what the job market's going to look like, and this push to achieve and move forward. And those things are all very big problems and can be very scary for young people. So I think making space to slow down, to reflect, to gain some perspective, to gain some life experience is going to serve our young people in such an amazing way, where they are going to be able to harness who they are and harness who they want to be. And I talk about it often, figuring out who they are, who they want to be, and how they're going to get from point A to point B. But also, how are they going to use their talents and gifts and skills to contribute to the world? And who are they going to take with them on that journey? So I think it's a really opportune time for gap years to come about and to take their rightful place in figuring out who you are. I want to acknowledge that some people think that gap years are for the privileged, for those who have access to lots of finances, and that's not necessarily the case. 24% of Canadian students will take a year off between graduating high school and moving into post-secondary. So that's almost a quarter. And not everybody is spending tens of thousands of dollars and traveling around the world. A lot of that group of people is spending that time earning money to pay for post-secondary. So post-secondary is expensive, and taking time away from formal education to earn money is a gap year. So it's not necessarily that Hollywood version with all of the sexy pictures of sitting on beaches or volunteering in some of our developing countries. There's lots of different opportunities to make a gap year fit whatever your goals and expectations are. And it's not necessarily all about heading overseas, and I'm using air quotes here, heading to Africa to save people or to help people. Although there are very meaningful service learning opportunities that are out there, there is so much more to a gap year. So when we look at a gap year, there is the personal growth that happens, and how do you recognize who you are and who you're going to become. There is the physical experiences, whether that's working or volunteering or working on a particular project. There's lots of different things that factor into why a gap year can be so important. One question that I often get from parents who understand that this is something that is quite popular in the US and in Australia is, why is this not catching on in Canada? Why is North America not getting on this bandwagon when it's been around for decades elsewhere and proven to be really effective? And in thinking about this and reflecting and talking to people, it really emerged that we still have this version of an American dream, where the harder you work, the faster you go, the more hours you put in, the more you're going to achieve, the sooner you're going to achieve it, the more successful you're going to be. So there still is that undertone there. And therefore, taking a year, quote unquote, off, out of formal education or on what is considered to be that fast track to success or that fast track to financial independence, can be frowned upon or seen as stepping away from that. I think also in Canada, we have an incredible higher education system. We have incredible universities and colleges, incredible opportunities for apprenticeships. And those universities and colleges have incredible power in our education system, and they are looking to recruit the best of the best. And so the messages that appear in our high schools is, come to this university, come to this college. Higher education is for everybody. You should come right now. And that's not necessarily the case for everyone. And we are seeing a shift in universities as they start to publicize the ability to defer an acceptance. And what a deferral is accepting a position at a university, but coming a year later. So you actually take a year off to either work, travel, volunteer, or take a gap year of some kind. So I think that's another factor that factors into it, is the fact that our universities are so incredible and our colleges are so incredible, and they have such a strong voice in our high schools, which leads to why we have such a highly educated system, but it does leave a little bit less space for taking that intentional pause. Also, the guidance counselors that we work with, they have so much training in order to advise your students. And in some cases, they don't have enough information on the gap year pathway, and they're influenced by their particular journey. So in order to become a guidance counselor, you need to have a university education. And therefore, by no fault of their own, that bias is intrinsically built in. And as somebody who did the university pathway and became a teacher, I can definitely speak to that. And one of the most valuable things I did in Teachers College was do a trip to a local community college and understand that pathway, so that although I didn't have that lived experience, I could speak to what that might be like for somebody. So the lived experience of our guidance and our teaching team also plays a factor into it. One of the nicest, warmest, fuzziest feelings about why gap years haven't taken off in Canada is the fact that we are so lucky to live in a country that is safe and accepting for the most part. And it's a very, very warm place to be, compared to a lot of the messages we hear coming from the outside world about terrorism, about what's happening to our friends in the LGBTQ2SAI community, what's happening to in terms of racism elsewhere. Although those things exist in Canada, there's a lot of fear-mongering about what's going on outside of the borders of our country. And so Canada becomes a real safe haven. So that innate desire to explore or to get out there and see the world can sometimes be dampened a little bit by the fact that we have such a safe country that has one of the highest standards of living and is one of the best places in the world to live. So to put yourself out of that comfort zone can be one extra step, which can happen. We also have a very large country. And so even traveling within our own country doesn't become part of our culture. A lot of folks will not travel because of the sheer size of the country and the cost that it is to take a trip somewhere else in this beautiful country of ours. So we're not necessarily raised on a culture of travel in the same way that you might be in Europe, where you could head to France for a weekend and the next weekend be in Spain, where it's financially accessible and geographically accessible as well. Whatever the reason, this is not gaining traction, that's the that's why the Canadian Gap Year Association exists, is really helping to raise the profile of this pathway and to, in turn, create a generation of young Canadians who are happier, healthier, more resilient, and have more life experience under their belts. And we do this by connecting educators and families with the resources that they need in order to have very purposeful years, and resources like this podcast. So I really encourage you, no matter where you are on that gap year journey, to check out the Canadian Gap Year Association's website and all the resources that exist there for you. You'll hear about them throughout the various podcasts as they're relevant, but we support you in deciding if a gap year is the right decision for you. And if it is, how do you plan a year that is full of meaningful opportunities? We do this through an online gap year planning toolkit. We do this through quizzes that we have on our website that help you make some of those decisions. We partner with incredible organizations that run specific programs for students who are on gap years. We have newsletters that go out. We have a gap year certification program that will help you to frame a really intentional year, as well as validate the learning and growth that happens on that year. And we just are building a beautiful community of people who support gap years or who are on gap years. So that's who we are, and definitely get up to the website, get on the mailing list, and follow us on social media. It's there is no end to the resources, and they continue to grow on a daily basis. So definitely make sure you're following us on that. So the beauty and the challenge of gap years lies that it's all about the individuals and their unique personalities, their unique perspectives, and the unique ways that they approach their gap year, from the design to executing. And no matter the way that they created it, I can say with 10 years of experience that if you plan your gap year and you execute your gap year according to your own values and goals, you are going to move yourself forward. You are going to achieve things you didn't think possible. And we are here to support you on that journey. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're grateful for your listenership. Please share our podcast with others, or feel free to leave a comment to help other people find this podcast. We want to make sure that people are getting access to the resources that they need. I hope you jump right into the next episode and take a listen to some of the stories we're about to tell. Let's get started.